Beginning current daf, Masechet Shabbos daf Kof Mem Ches. Begin the Malach. Begin the Tres de Masach that begins with the Gemara. Shail Od Mechaveri Kaviyain Mekadishem. The person could borrow from his friend jugs of wine, jugs of oil. Bavachal Liyam Alabena. As long as it doesn't tell him to lend it to me in the terminology of a halva. So let's explain what's the reason why Bahava we're more concerned that the person is going to write it than by borrowing. Because the Mishnah said you could borrow with the terminology of a she'ela, but not a halva. The Gemara says because when you say in the terminology of halva, we're concerned you may come to write it. In contrast, when you say it in the Lashon of She'ela. So, first place, the first Rashi, Rashi explains, time and the reason when you ask in the terminology of a halvav alone, which one you're going to write is, Mishum the Stam halvav lamadim. Because generally, an unspecified loan is for 30 days. And since it's for a longer time period than just borrowing something, so it's a might come to write it, because you're skidding it again, the period of 30 days. Says Tejav Kosha Vantam, Ravantam has a difficulty with this. Because also the Stam She'ela, general borrowing, is also lamadim, it's also 30 days. The Gemara says, a borrowed cloak. It's all 30 days. One is going to be exempt from putting tzitz on that garment. And because we see that it's still considered as being borrowed. Someone dwells in a guest house in Eretz Yisrael. Or someone rents a house in out of Eretz Yisrael. All 30 days exempt from putting on mezuzah. From that point on, he's liable, he's obligated to put on mezuzah. Alma says, Tais, obviously you see the Stam She'ela Lamagemi, so that, because up until a period of 30 days, we see it still has borrowed. Allahi betur kol Lamagemi, and therefore you exempt all 30 days. Nama Shuli, because he says, it's borrowed. But from that point on, it's not usually borrowed, borrowing's only 30 days. From then it looks like his, and therefore we obligate him to put on the tzitzis and to put on the mezuzah. But one thing, then what's the difference between Halva and She'ela? But in me, whoever says Taisis Yochalim al-Rashi, what you could say to answer for Rashi is, La Mishum, it's not because the emit for Leiladinim Tech Lamayim, that as if they would come to claim the cloak from him or the apartment from him within 30 days, Shane Sarlaza, they wouldn't have to give it back. Not true. Most definitely, he would have to give it back because Davidi injured the Mishali Pachal Mishlashim. It's not true. People, borrowing is not the same as lending. Borrowing, people actually do for less than 30 days. But Tfeila Mishali, all we see from that sugi is, but they don't usually borrow for more than 30 days. Hilkach, therefore, Ad Lamagem, up until 30 days. I mean, in Shishuli, people say that, they could say that it's possible that it was borrowed. But more than that, not. And therefore, you're obligated in the Tzitz and Mezuzah. But it still doesn't contradict Rashi. It still could be that generally borrowing is less than that. And it's just not more than that. And therefore, that's why we're not so much concerned for She'ela as we are by Halva. But either way, the re-pirish lanu, the re-explained to us a different interpretation. It says, the only time b'sheila, the reason why by borrowing, the reason why we're not concerned is going to write it down is levi she'chazeres be'en, because when one borrows something, you give back the exact item itself that you borrowed. So lo yasal mechtem, you're not going to come to write it down because you see the item is there. It's, you see he has it, and you know you're going to get it back. Avaloshna avav, when you use the terminology of a loan, ein lechazer be'en, it doesn't, it's not usually the thing itself that you give me back, like by money, you can give back other things. Therefore, you're concerned, okay, it's out of sight of the mind, it's not here anymore, use it, and we might come to begin it, and then you might come to write it down. Now, Taisa explains, but even though the halacha of Mishnah is talking about borrowing jugs of wine and oil, the chishal minei kadiyam kadishem, when he's borrowing from him the jugs of wine, the jugs of oil, what do you mean? That's not coming back as it is. So how are you going to have the heter of she'ela if it's because you have the thing itself? Since he used the terminology of she'ela, not of avah, so Zahu, that itself reminds him, but Leos L'michtim is not going to come to write it because he remembers that it's Shabbos and that you're not allowed to say Alva. So that itself is going to remind him that he's not going to come to write it. Doesn't be Rabbi, which became Pirush Rabbi and Payus. It takes to explain from Rashi that the difference between Alva and She'ela is that Alva is for 30 days because, and generally, and if we, it's such a long time, you might come to write it down. She'ela is usually less time, we're not concerned. But Tais had asked, where he says, we see She'ela is also for 30 days. Tais says, no, that's only, it's not more than that, but obviously, he could collect from what was borrowed him within 30 days. Rather, Tayyip says the difference between She'ela and Halva is not, you don't give it back as it is. You might come to write it down in contrast to She'ela, which comes back as it is. You're not going to come to write it down. So next is the different maskal. Tayyip begins towards the Gemara. Asking Rabbi ben Mechuzah. Rabbi instead of Mechuzah, the Dor Beduchko, Bechulu, which says from the explain actually not to have this Gersa that Tayyip is quoting, rather to have it in Masechet Beit. Our Gemara says, whatever you could change on Yom Tov, you change it. You don't do it as the way it normally is done during the week. Now, there are some texts that had the Gersa in our Gemara that Rav instituted, which Tais is going to go through this text, that the Dar Beduchka Lidjba Dagla, Dar Bedigla Lidjba Agra, Dar Beigra Lidjba Achba, Dar Beachba Nifra Sudra Levei, Vim Leav Shashari. So Tais says, Berev Svarm Ein the Kosav Kan. In most of the text, it's not written what we just said, believe it or not, not written in Rashi's commentary either. Ubarisha maybe kadiyan, but in the beginning of Perka maybe kadiyan beyad of lamar and olive, where there the Mishnah teaches this halacha that if you're bringing something from place to place in Yom Tov, you shouldn't bring it in a normal way. That it seems that that's the appropriate place of talking about this takan of Rava, which talking about carrying loads on Yom Tov. And Taisa explains, and this is Rashi's terminology in Masechta Beis. The daru b'duchka, which means to say, if you have a master, she'adam yachad noisa b'choyla k'seva b'terech, there's a certain load that a person, as an individual, carries in the weekday on his shoulder with great difficulty because it's very heavy. In bola seisul l'terech yom tov yom tov, we're going to come to carry that load for yom tov purposes on yom tov. Kagoyin, for example, chavis a sack moly peres, you have a barrel or a sack full of produce. So what you should do is you should mix it up a little bit. You say end up yom tov b'digla on yom tov, you carry it with a digla. What's a digla? Atar shekoyin forka. It's like a type of a pitchfork. Kederach noisi melech limka, like those who carry the salt to sell it. Why? And they should talk lechanz, because you have to deviate, as we're saying in our Gemara, which from the Mishnah Satz Beya. Ukish b'shana, and when you're changing, you're shana l'hakam asai, you should change it to make it easier to carry your load. V'loy l'harbis teich b'yamtiv, but not to make more of an effort on yamtiv. V'atar zeh, and this pitchfork, noich losis b'yamasa kabit, it's easier to carry, you have a load. Ukish noisi b'yichavis, and this is b'kasif. And then from when you carry the barrel on your shoulder, and you shan lahakal, therefore, again, you should change it to make it more easier. Then Rabbi continues, meaning, if someone usually carries something that's a masa chavis gedela, a load of a heavy barrel, shirigil losses bedigla, they usually carries with this pitchfork, so you can't change it to that, because that's how you usually carry it. So then, lej b'igra, what does that mean? You say, oh, b'yamtev, you should carry it on yamtev, b'beitim b'nei adam, with two people, but Maidak is fine with poles on the shoulders and then the load on that. That's also a change on Yom Tov that you're doing that's making it easier. Then he continues to dar b'igra, that which is normally carried b'igra b'Maidak is fine, even during the weekday, with the poles on the shoulders. So Yom Tov, you should carry that load b'achva. What's that? B'might b'idayim, with a pole that's carried by the hands. Mishim, again, just to change it up, there should be different. And that's how you do it on Yom Tov, then you do it then you normally do it on the weekday. Now that says a taisis b'fila in lahakal. Now even though that's not a change to the leniency, but still, this is from explaining what Rashi's commentary is. Still, it's still a change. And the change that you're doing is not making it more of a tircha, more of an effort. And then Rabbi continues the dar ba'achva. This load that's usually carried during the weekday with the poles on the hands. So when you carry it on Yom Tov, nifra suja, what you do is you should spread out a cloth on it, which kalhu v'enamach, but that's a very light cloth and doesn't make it any heavier. Again, v'shin ba'amhu v'latzniya, and that's just somewhat of a change, and to make it more discreet, that's Rashi's words in Masechta Beis. It says to you, simashim teich perusha, it sounds like from Rashi's commentary, the chol elo, all these loads that we're saying, how you're carrying it, mas echelem b'shava, that they're all equal loads. It's not that during the weekday it's a heavier load. It's not really changing the load. You're carrying the same load. You're just carrying it a different way than you carry it normally during the weekday. And again, if we could make it lighter, then we make it lighter. So it says, and you know what was pushing Rashi to say it the way he commented, that you're not changing the load, you're just changing how you're carrying the load? Because everything to explain to say that all these things that we're explaining, that Rabbah is takana was to make the load lighter than when it's normally carried during the weekday. So kasha adam b'samach, he has a difficulty with what our Gemara is going to shortly say. The Gemara says, mafshi b'hilucho, and it's told about regarding the women who carry the jugs of water. What do you want them to do? They're going to go ahead and have to travel more then, and it's going to be more of a tircha. So you see that you don't have to change. That you don't have to carry the lighter load, even though there's less of a tircha, because it's going to make you walk more. So therefore, Rashi explained that even over here by Rava, it's not talking about a lighter load. It's rather just saying that you don't have to go ahead and walk more. So therefore, again, all you're doing is changing of how you carry it. So that's what pushed Rashi. So that's the taste of Mashmi Purusha. It sounds like from Rashi's commentary, the Igra, that this case of Igra, that could be very well carried by two people, by these poles, which that's something that's easy for them to do. That what it means to say that that's really the load of what two people normally carry. Which they normally carry by this igra, which that's the load that you carry easily with this igra. Now. The diglo who master shnei b'nei adam, And the digla is a load that two people carry. It's just that through the digla, even one person could carry it, but with effort. And you have to make it easier, and you carry it by two people. Like it sounds like the Gemara, there's talk about regarding a worker that was hired to transport a barrel. And he took it by himself with a digla, and it broke, so he has to pay because it's considered negligence because he did it by himself because it's a load of two people. So you see, like Taisa is proving from Rashi, that digla is a load that's carried by two people. But Taisa has a difficulty. Because Rabbi, my teacher, finds this difficult. For the Hasamash Manami, there it also sounds like the Igra ain't by Masalish name in the Adam, that actually the Igra is something that's not usually a load that's carried by two people, because Amma Hasam, the Gemara says over there, if you hired a worker to transport a barrel from place to place, the Dar be Igra, be Itbar, and he carried it in the Igra, and it broke. So the Allah is Masham Pag, he has to pay half. Why half? My timer. Because Nafish Lachad, Vizutul Trey, really, it's a load that's too much for one person, but it's actually not enough for two people. So on one hand is similar to being negligent, on the other hand it's similar to being an ainus, so therefore we require you to pay half. Now, but let's say you carried it with a digla, and then it broke, then Misham Kul, then he has to pay the whole thing, because that load is a load for two people. And since he's carried by himself, so that's a total negligence. So it's Taisa Mashma, it sounds like Dolay Habit Zutra Latrei, that this digla is not a load that's too little for two people, that it's not carried by one person, only carried by two people. According to Rashi, digla is a load that can be carried by one person, albeit with difficulty, and that with two people it's carried easy. Says Tyson, so rather near it seems, the igra, l'shum adam, that actually, someone carries a load with this igra, no matter who it is. Ein nir ubdu d'cholk my digla. And this is the main point that he's explaining in Rabbis Takana. It doesn't look as much as a weekday type of activity, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos, k'may digla, like that of digla. And therefore, that's why Rav was saying that if it's something that's normally carried with digla, which is by two people, you should carry ba'agra. Now, even though it's going to make you walk more, because you're going to have to go ahead and do it, but you couldn't do it one shot, still that could be the change that you're going to do in a carry to agra. Since it doesn't look like so much like a weekly type of activity. Now it makes sense. This though we said the door be igra, that something that's carried generally be igra, which is on the pole on the shoulders, lidru ba'achvi, should carry with the poles that are carried by the hands. Now, even though it's definitely increasing the load, but nice to be daim hamoit, because you're nice like a save when you're carrying the poles in your hand than when you're carrying in your shoulders. Still, so why are we using that as a change? Just simply because it doesn't look as much as a weekday activity as when you're carrying it on your shoulders with the, like, by igra. So therefore, Yahalas says, therefore, that could be the change to change it to carry it in your, the poles in your hands. It's like we find by an animal that's in danger of its life. We did not the bay. We learned the Mishnah says bay of chafem and alv. That what you could do is shachta besada. So you could slaughter it in the field. But the end of it, like you shouldn't bring it back to the city by the poles being held by two people. Rather, you bring it in your hands, the limbs at a time. So you see, even though you have to walk more, but still, because every person is carrying by himself in his hands, still since it's not over the chayil, it's a better option. So that's how Tais is explaining that of Rav. But it's not Nami Sotu in the Mishnah, but in the Chavtez Mabez, but maybe Kadiyayim. Some of the jugs of wine. Like, Yivim Besal, but we shouldn't bring it with baskets and boxes. Ela maybe who are safe of a Levon, rather he brings it on his shoulders, or he carries in front of him. So Amma, you see again. Hani, by these, Amma, Gav Demav Shabbat Lohim, it's going to make him walk more. But Kimish and Isaac Kokach, and therefore, he's not doing as much as a weekday type of activity as he normally does it. So yes, Lashan, that is a definitely good option to change and to carry it in your hands. Now, Tosafot suggests, he says, Vahid B'samach, this is the Gemara says shortly, the Malin Mechatz V'zuta, regarding the women they carried in the small jugs, the Malin Mechatz Rabba, those they carry in the large jugs, which we say, okay, let them keep it, and what's the point? How are we going to have them change it? Why don't we say that it's better for them to walk more times and not to carry a large jug, because that's Ubduchel? Says Tosafot, no, because they're very Tabay Ubduchel. Both of them, even whether large jugs or even small jugs, they're both weekly type of activities. Just like they carry this way, they carry it in this way. That's why our Gemara says there's no point in changing. But not to make it lighter, not to make it heavier. Like the Gemara explains, because either one, you're either adding the load or you're adding the journey. And according to Taisis, the whole point is because to change of Ubdachal, and either one is Ubdachal anyway. Additionally, Taisis says, regarding Ubahil del El Beresh Mefan, the Gemara that previously brought in Chavzayim et al. The Gemara had a doubt regarding this. They said you clear out a storehouse on Shabbos, four or five boxes. The question was, is it better to go ahead and to increase the load and to do 4 or 5, or maybe do less and to have to travel more times. And the Gemara said over there that it's better to travel less. And we don't say better to do more times and to carry a lighter load. Then why not? Why isn't that Ovdei Nechel? And that's a Tosfos of Lushaych Ovdei Nechel. There in that whole sugya, it's not appropriate to even bring in Ovdei Nechel, because she ain't metatal b'vayis mezavul zavul. You're only carrying in the house from one corner to another corner. That just looks like household activities. It doesn't look like Ovdei Nechel in such a large scale. And therefore, that's why we didn't say, bring up the idea, like we're saying over here, that to change it, let's say, from the shoulder to the hands, where that is the element of Ovdei Nechel. That is Mipi Rabbi. Then Taisi says, Ubayhi the shakht besada, regarding this that we mentioned before, regarding if someone slaughters the animal in the field, he shouldn't bring it in on the poles, rather he should bring it limb by limb in his hands, even though he's gonna have to do more times. So Pirish says his teacher explains Barish Mafanin Bainin Acher in a different way. Why is it better to go more times and to bring it by the limbs? And like the way he explains over here, that's the primary, where again, because the main reason is Ubnachil, and that's why do it with your hands and don't do it even though you're going to have to carry more, the journey you're going to have to go more times because it's less Ubnachil. Now, Taisa comes back to what he was speaking about before. He says, and I also have another difficulty with Rashi's interpretation. That he says, that what does it mean to do that you be Lidr Ba'achva because you need to change it from how you need to do it during the weekday, even though you're not doing it any lighter, any heavier. He says, so according to Rashi, the dor ba'achva, amay nifer sudra alay. Why does Rabbi say the change you should do is when you're carrying in your, it's something you anyways normally carry in your hands. So just put some type of a cloth over it. So it should be a little bit different than you do it in a weekday. Why? Have the name of Lidra ba'agra. According to Rashi, it should have said that you carry with agra. Since you're not making any heavier than you do it when you're carrying it on the hands, because according to Rashi, it's the same load. Like it sounds like from his commentary that there's no difference in that. Well, Pirish Rabbi Yosef Shabbos said, according to the commentary of my teacher, then it works out. Because actually, Agra, there's more of the Duchel than Achva. And therefore, if you carry about Achva, you're not going to change it to make it about Agra, because Agra, again, was worse of the Duchel. Rather, that's why you say, then you change it to put the cloth on it. Yeah, from Agra to Achva that you would change because that's less of the Nechel, but from Achva to Agra that you wouldn't, even though again it's the same weight. So Rashi had explained that this that you have to change in the form of how you're carrying it, it's not saying that the load you're making less than how you normally do it. Rather, in the form of how you carry it, that should be a change. And if you could, you do it in a lighter way. And if you can't, you just do whatever change you could. The Taz proved that the loads that were there are different loads, even in their weight. And he writes that the shina that you have to do is a change of just that it shouldn't be Ovdei Nechel. Even though you have to walk more, it's still an appropriate shinui, just not to do the Ovdei Nechel. And if they're both Ovdei Nechel, so that's like the Gemara with the women carrying the jugs of water, then you don't change not to make it lighter because then you have to walk more, and not to make it heavier because then you're increasing the load. And then Tosha ended up with another question on Rashi. It says that why, according to Rashi, do you say if you carried Ba'achva with the poles in your hands, you change it by putting on the cloth. Why don't you say carried on Ba'agra with on the shoulders, which is the same tirch according to Rashi, and you should change it because that's a greater change than just putting on a cloth, which again is only a difficulty according to Rashi, not according to Tosha, who that's because Agra has more of Ovdei Nechel, but sure not going to change it to that.